This morning's scripture reading is given for all. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your head, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. This is the word of God.
Moses
yearly. To obey these statutes and rules is the way to show that we love God and fear Him. Besides obeying, the people are to teach this law to their children and their children's children. So, God's definition of good and godly is we and our children would be able to face the challenges of this fallen world. That is why we can also draw principles from this passage as mothers and, of course, fathers too. In our context today, we are not entering into the promised land, but we are living in a world that faces similar challenges that the Israelites faced in the past. God did not instruct the Israelites to build big houses in the land, because to God, material stuff are not the most important thing in life. God knew what was the most important thing for His people and their generation, the next generation. As they entered the promised land, they would face many different challenges. To be able to face the challenges, the children need to know the Lord. Not only to know Him, but to love Him and fear Him. How to love and fear Him? It is to obey the laws that gave them. Obey the law, Moses needed the people of Israel to pledge their allegiance to God and have them committed to love God. So this is where I would like to look at from a mother's perspective today. By looking at verses 4 to 9, we would derive some principle for us as mothers, of course as fathers, to help our children to love and obey God. The first principle is to start with me. Mothers, we know that our children model after us without even us knowing. So if we desire our children to love God and fear Him, we need to show them what is it like to love God and fear Him. They need to see it from us. Verses 4 to 6 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart." Verses 4 and 9 are called the Shema for Israelites. Shema means listen in the original Hebrew language. In the original words, it doesn't mean just to listen. It also means to obey. So verse 4 says, "Oh, hear, O Israel," also mean listen and obey, O Israel. Listen and obey that the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. Who is this God? The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. You notice the Lord here in the Bible is written in all capital letters. When it is in capital letters, that means it is a personal name of God. It was the name which God revealed to Moses in Exodus chapter 3 at the burning bush, where Moses asked God what he should tell the people if they asked, "Who is this God?" Then God answered Moses in Exodus chapter 3 verse 14. It reads, "God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you." This verse helps us to know that our God is the great I am. He alone is God. There's no other God besides Him. There is none like God. The Almighty, unique God, who loved His people and delivered them from Egypt. Mothers, we are called to worship only the Lord, who is the one and only God. No other God. No other God would mean that God takes priority in our lives. When my children were younger, there were many occasions whereby it was raining heavily on Sunday. Thankfully, not too many. Normally, Shirimal, my husband, would come to the church very early in the morning, so he would be there to help me. My mother-in-law would help me bring the three children to church. With all the bags, the stroller,
If this happens often enough, my doctor may have the idea that loving God is just going to church, but only to do whatever that the Bible says. Therefore, mothers, are we living fully devoted lives to God through a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ? Are we living in obedience to the command of the Scripture? Are we reading and meditating on Scripture so much so that it becomes part of our life? That's the You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down and you rise. Verse 7, you shall teach them diligently to your children. Teach in this Bible, Hebrew word is shalom, which has a literal meaning of sharpen, or the idea of engraving. Engrave involves a repetition of cutting the wood repeatedly. In the ancient Hebrew tradition, parents would give oral instructions to the children, and the children would repeat it back to the parents until they have memorized it. There is a sense of repetition. It is not only a one-time thing or once-in-a-while thing. We are to talk about this teaching of God when we sit in our house, when we walk regardless of how small it is. stop listening to secular music. She asked me, was that true? And after I saw the video, I asked her what was her thought on this. Just want to see where she was. And she thought for a while and told me, no, it's not true. I asked her why. She told me, God created the music himself, and he allowed people to make different types of music. Not all secular music are there. I was so impressed with her answer. I agreed with her. After that, I gave her some guidelines on how to discern on what are some music that we should not listen to. For example, if the lyrics is against God's teaching, or imparting some negative attitude or negative thoughts, or the singer's lifestyle is questionable, then we should be careful to the song that they wrote. I'm very delighted that my children would ask me for opinion when they are in certain dilemma or certain situation. That shows that they value my inputs and my authority as a parent. How about mothers whose children are already adults? You no longer could teach them like when they were younger, or you are a spiritual mother to some people. Could this principle apply to your situation? I think we can still use this principle and use the social media to practice what is taught today. Maybe not directly teaching them like teaching younger children, but sharing our answered prayer, our thanksgiving and testimony can also encourage them to draw near to God. Just a caution, just a word of caution, please do not forward verses without sharing why you sent them. I believe we need to be personal in our relationship with our children. Do not give up, mothers. Continue to engrave in our children's life diligently and seize the opportunity to talk about God. Principle number three is somewhat similar to principle number one. We are to think of God's word in our deeds, our thoughts, and in our social circles. Verses 9, 8 and 9 reads, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Moses instructed them to bind them commandments as a sign on the head, as frontlets between the eyes. In addition, they need to write it on the doorpost of the house and on the gate. The Jews take this very seriously and literally. What they did was, they created two things. First, it's called the phylactery, which is a small little box with all these verses from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9, put on paper or on animal skin, and then it will be inserted into this small little leather box. And the Jewish man, would wear it on their head and on their head, just like what is shown here. Then they would be using this to pray their morning prayer. Another thing is called the mezuzah. It's a small case with the insertion of the verses on animal skin, and it will be fixed on the doorpost and the gates of their house. But for Christian, we take these two verses more figuratively. The sign and the friendless are to serve as a reminder. And because God said at the hand and in between the eyes, some commentators feel that it could mean that in our deeds and our thoughts should be serve as a reminder of what God says. To write the commandments on the doorpost and on the gate means that it would be so obvious that for others, for outsiders who are in our social circles, it would be so obvious for them to notice God's words too. How do we bring God's words out that way? It is in our deeds, our thoughts, and our interaction with our social circle that we bring out these words of God, and then it will be a reminder for our children to emulate it in their lives. Teaching children the value of money is something that I believe that is hard to impart without living it out. Our lifestyle is a direct message to our children. When I brought my children out for dinner or shopping from time to time in the past, when we are on our way back, I would ask them to In terms of our thoughts, sometimes when our children share something about their friends, our responses to their sharing will either help them to develop empathy or to create empathy with their friends. Don't be too quick to defend or protect our children. Always find out more about the situation and ask God for wisdom to deal with it. Our thought could betray us very quickly and easily. If we are not careful, our children will be influenced by our thought rather than God, giving our children your commands. Your commands for them, fear you and love you. We pray for